So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Okay, here we go. So the morning of my 25th birthday, I woke up like any other morning. Only as I began to come to life and settle into my environment, I realized a couple of small details. My pillow was actually a little 4-inch concrete ledge, and the light wasn't subtle and golden. It was bright and fluorescent and constant. I wasn't laying in my bed, maybe next to a warm body. I was laying face up, my arms across my chest on a concrete floor, surrounded by a lot of other guys. I remember seeing a pair of legs to my right. I realize this might sound like a bizarre dream, but it was real, and I was in jail. Maybe some of you guys have been there. I was supposed to be at a car show with my grandparents, but instead, I had turned a quarter of a century, and I had no idea what actually happened the night before. So hours go by, and I'm in some line to collect my belongings. Without thinking, I rest my hand on a desk to collect my balance. I didn't have any shoelaces, and my head was pounding. What are you doing, Vato? A white cop mockingly barks at me. Get your fucking hand off the desk, he says. I was shocked, and in that moment, I felt so small. I felt like my entire identity had been consolidated, simplified by this man's assessment. It didn't matter that I grew up in a military family or had been on other continents or went to art school in Chicago. In that moment, I was just another Vato waiting to collect my belongings. A couple of months later, the fall semester starts, and I enroll in a film photography class that I honestly didn't have much interest in. I was also now on probation and had no vehicle as per my poor decision-making skills the night of my birthday. So at this point, I start to use a bike to commute from my apartment at South Presa and Military Drive into downtown. From there, I would catch the number 94 bus to the UTSA main campus. So mind you, my first class started at 9 a.m. And if you've never commuted via the VIA bus system here in San Antonio, you have to give yourself quite a bit of time to get where you need to go, like a lot. So I'd leave my apartment around 6:45 in the morning to get to that classroom by 9 a.m. This time of the morning is known amongst photographers as the golden hour. The light is crisp and dramatic. It makes everything beautiful. Sharp highlights illuminate faces from one side, and the shadows are long. So it was here on South Presa, in this golden light, where I first began to make street photographs. I decided early on I wanted to document everything and everyone on my commute. I was mostly shooting between Hotwells and Groveton Street, which is just before you come into Southtown, which is where we're at right now. This is an older, rougher part of the street with lots of character, to put it lightly. But at this time, I had no idea what I was actually doing or trying to say through my images, and I definitely didn't know that street photography was an actual genre with a very deep history. So think Time Life magazine, black and white photographs depicting candid scenes of everyday life as it is on the street, a sort of document, the simple act of existing in a particular place and time. So unfortunately, capturing these moments, it rarely comes about by asking the subject for permission to take their photograph. So you see, once you do that, once they know they're being photographed, the raw, unfiltered scene becomes tainted and the moment is lost. So I became addicted to this rush of adrenaline I felt when I would raise a camera to my eye and take these photographs. I like to get close, real close, to my subjects. In doing this, I can create an honest, intimate account of things, and I can also make some people really, really upset. So I become hyper aware of everything going on in this street, everything happening on South Presa. I learned that the prostitutes would hang out in the air-conditioned laundromat between jobs, and that the pimps would usually sit across the street on the bus bench, making sure business was running smoothly. I would see single mothers taking care of family, old men hanging out, just being old men, hand-painted signs. Everything that I loved about my culture and the culture of the neighborhood was beginning to come out in my photographs. I realized that my calling was to be a documenter of all these things. I decided early on I wanted to represent the underrepresented, the people living in the margins, the tough guys, the vatos like me, according to him. So I shoot black and white film and process my photographs in a dark room, which usually seconds as my entire apartment. So black and white film, it really lends itself to the grit of the street. And I often print my images at a very large scale. This emphasizes the importance that I feel my subjects carry, and it forces the viewer to confront the imagery in front of them. So since my humble beginnings as a photographer, I've learned and grown so much, both as a man and artist. Lately, I've been working on an ongoing project where I tape a white paper backdrop up in the streets and take portraits on the spot. It's my own sort of outdoor studio. So I recently came across a guy hustling Skittles and Lay's potato chips. I had him pose for a portrait. He looked so tough at first, and most people avoided him, but he loved being in front of the camera and showing off his wares, his items. So sometimes things work out like that in the street, but I've also been yelled at, I've been punched, been threatened, and often accused of being a cop, which is this most ironic thing to me. But that's how it goes in the street. It's a mixed bag. I've become friends with people of all walks of life. Dope dealers, ex-cons, undocumented citizens, usually people twice my age, cops, and everyone in between. I even contacted the officer who arrested me for a portrait. I tried to ask my probation officer for the same or if I could photograph one of our meetings, but let's just say he was camera shy, so that didn't happen. But since I began making photographs in 2015, 2014, 2015, I've lived in Brooklyn. I've shot the hell out of New York City. I covered Donald Trump's inauguration. I work on a lot of long-form projects that aren't always centered around San Antonio. But my work somehow always brings me back here, be it physically or emotionally. I'm forever grateful for the way things worked out. I would have never had a reason to be on a street with a bike, with a camera, if it wasn't for that stupid night and my short time in the slammer. And maybe one day soon I can track down that vato from the San Antonio Police Department and get his portrait. In the meantime, I'll be in the street making photographs. So, thank you.